having a day of celebration today, a day of celebration and remembrance. You may see a few decorations that aren't always here, like the big sign behind me, but we did have VBS this past week, and we are going to celebrate that. It was a great week. We had a great time with the kids. I wanted to say a word of thanks to all the volunteers that made it possible that were here throughout the week doing those various jobs, to everyone who donated the items, the materials for the snacks. I will tell you, the snacks were well appreciated. I had one little two-year-old who came around twice to snack time with me, so she really enjoyed them. So it was a great week, though. We had a good time, and we're going to celebrate that a little bit here this morning with the kids. I have just a couple of other quick announcements to share. First, we have a couple of events coming up at Simpson Park here in the coming days. The first is a ladies' tea that will be this coming Saturday. So if you're interested in ladies, if you're interested in joining the church group for that, Sandy Edwards is kind of organizing that. If you can find her after service or get in touch with her here sooner rather than later, I think, so she can make sure that everything's in order for that. That's this coming Saturday. And then we also have the annual camp meetings are coming up that they do every year there at Simpson Park. And each year, the church, we host a meal and have a time for fellowship up there at the campgrounds. And we're going to be doing that on Wednesday, July 26th. We'll have a meal at 5:30. We do a pizza dinner and some other goodies to go with it and have a time of fellowship there on the campgrounds. And then about 7 o'clock, they'll start their worship service. There'll be a time for worship and music and some of that good stuff. And this year, that's also the evening of the remembrance. They do a in remembrance of everyone who's passed. And one of the people that will be celebrated is Linda Shenburn. She was very involved with the camp and its ministries over the years. So she'll be recognized. If you want to come out and pay your respects during that time, I invite you to do so. That will be on the 26th. There is a sign-up sheet downstairs as well. And then the last one, you may have gotten a flyer handed your way on the way in this morning for it, but our Yaha Summer Party is going to be on August 7th. We're going to have a cookout out on the lawn, play some games, and we might just have to have some ice cream too because it's summer. So if you want to join us, Yaha's for the Young at Heart Adults, as we call them, group, we'll be doing that on August 7th, and there's a sign-up sheet for that as well. So those are the announcements that I had to make before we begin today. And as we're starting, we have Vacation Bible School that we're going to celebrate what happened in the past week. And in the week to come, we have another exciting thing for our church. Our youth will be leaving on the mission trip just a little later this afternoon. So this opening hymn is one that I've sung for a long time as a part of mission trips. It's Thy Word is a Lamp. And I hope you'll sing this with me. I hope you'll energize our students, our missionaries that are going to be going out to do this mission, that God's Word will be a lamp to their feet. So will you stand with me and sing our opening hymn? It's number 601, Thy Word is a Lamp unto My Feet. Pray with me. Dear God, we come before you today with grateful hearts. We thank you for the gift of life, for the love of our family and friends, for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Lord, we ask in this time that you would forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. We know that we fall short of your glory, but we pray that you would continue to work in our lives and make us more like you. We pray that you would be with us as we worship you today. Open our hearts to your word and fill us with your spirit. May our worship be pleasing to you and bring glory to your name, for we pray this all in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may please be seated. Our first scripture for this morning is going to come from the Psalms. It's Psalm 65. We'll hear verses 9 through 13. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with richness. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. This ends our first reading for today. And I get to share a joy that Jenna Hodgkin is with us today to play our special music for us. She's going to be coming forward and blessing us with her gifts. So Jenna, I invite you to come forward this time.
This is a song from 1964, and you're probably thinking, Jenna, how do you know a song from 1964? No, I am an old lady, so, like, at school they call me Grandma Jenna, so basically, I'm an old lady, and so that's how I know this song. It's called He's Everything to Me by Cliff Burrows and the Gang. It's a cool name. Anyway, okay. Alright.
Thank you, Jenna. We are happy to celebrate your old soul here with us at the church. Thank you for blessing us with that gift. Well, this time I get to invite some of our younger souls, some of those children who are with us, to come forward and join us for our time with children. We're going to stay over here. You guys can grab a seat right here. Right here. There you go. Well, good morning, boys and girls. How are you doing today? Good? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you could join me. I kind of shared at the beginning, but we had a pretty fun week, didn't we? What did we do this week? Vacation Bible School, right on the mark. I queued her up with that one earlier, so she was ready to go. But we had a lot of fun, didn't we? We had a good time doing all those things, and you know, you may have seen me throughout the week. I had my phone out and my camera out, and I had it out for a reason, because I had to take some video of you guys having all that fun. And I put that video together. So I want to make sure you guys can all see a TV. There's one looking at us this way, or if you need to, come around the corner here and you can see the one up front. Maybe Arthur and Ben, if you want to come around here, you might be able to see this one up front a little bit. And we're going to go ahead and watch this video. So go for it, Dave. I'll get out of the way.
We're in search of new horizons. We are going where we've never been. When the call comes, we will answer. We will follow where Jesus leads and go. Oh, together we will learn to serve and we will go. Go, go. Together we will change the world. Hero, hotline. This is not a test. This is prime time. If you're ready to serve, let me hear you shout. Sharing God's love is what it's all about. At the Hero Hotline. No other place, no better time. If you got a light, throw it on, let it shine. God's calling the Hero Hotline. Bible full of ordinary people just like you and me. But in the hands of God, they can do extraordinary things and know. Oh, oh, together we will learn to serve and we will go, go, go. Together we will change the world. Hero, hotline, this is not a test, this is prime time. If you're ready to serve, let me hear you shout. Sharing God's love is what it's all about. At the Hero Hotline. No other place, no better time. We got a light, throw it up, let it shine. God's calling.
Check it out, yeah, there's something you should know. We may not be your ordinary superheroes, but we're following the greatest hero ever told, God's son, Jesus.
Let's go.
We just do what we get for me. We follow wherever that is. When we hear the hotline ring, you know it rings a ring. We listen very carefully. We follow wherever that is. When we hear the hotline ring, you know where it's a ring.
Oh, oh, oh. Together we will learn to serve and we will go, go, go. Together we will change the world. Hero, hotline. This is not a test, this is prime time. If you're ready to serve, let me hear you shout. Sharing God's love is what it's all about. And the Hero Hotline. No other place, no better time.
We had a fun week, didn't we? Doing all those things. And we also met a new hero, a new friend that we saw in that video, right? Did we meet him this week? Who did we get to meet? Supermir!
Hello,
who
there,
came
heroes
to join us this week?
So glad to see you all again.
It's good to see you too, Supermir.
You know, I was just at Hero Headquarters talking with some of our other heroes we helped this week, and they reminded me of a few of the things we learned about heroes. Do you boys and girls remember them, too? You think we can tell all these fine people what and who they were?
Remember what they were? Ready, guys? Here we go. Heroes are called to follow Jesus, help others, work together, and show grace.
That's right. You boys and girls certainly learned a lot this week, and I know you are going to keep on practicing those skills so you can be a hero.
I bet they are, and we certainly have a good role model to follow on being a hero, don't we?
We sure do. That Jesus fellow sure showed us how we can love and serve one another. That reminds me of one other thing we learned about. Our theme verse. Do you kids remember what it was?
You guys remember it? Oh, come on.
Well, how about we all repeat it together then so we'll remember.
You ready? Here we go. It's
Romans 14:19.
So let's strive for the things that bring peace and the things that build each other up.
Great job, everyone. Well, Pastor, there's only one more thing I think we can do to celebrate our week of fun at VBS.
What's that, Supermir?
We have to invite up our music team and do one of our songs and dance moves together.
Where's our music team? Here they come. And if they're coming up, you know what, boys and girls? You got to stand up, too. All right, boys and girls, on your feet. You're going to come over? All right. Everyone on your feet. Here we go. Let's do it, Dave.
Where there is trouble,
where there's a need,
God, I pray you'll give me eyes to see. Where there is hurting,
where there is grief,
God, I pray you'll give me eyes to see. I need you to change my heart,
yeah, I need you to change my mind.
I need you to change me from the inside. Want my heart to beat like yours,
beat like yours.
Yeah, want my heart to beat like yours, beat like yours. So make me more and more like you. Something only you can do. Make my heart beat like yours, beat like yours. The world around me,
world around me,
need a beat. God, I pray you'll give me eyes to see. Don't want you use me to fantasy. God, I pray you'll give me eyes to see. I need you to change my heart.
Yeah, I need you to change my mind.
I need you to change me from the inside. Cause I want my heart to beat like yours,
beat like yours.
Yeah, I want my heart to beat like yours, beat like yours. So make me more and more like you. Something only you can do. Make my heart beat like yours, beat like yours. It's every heartbeat. Now I want to feel you moving. It's my heartbeat like yours. With every heartbeat. Now I want to feel you moving. It's my heartbeat like yours.
Change my heart, yeah, I need you to change my mind.
I need you to change me from the inside. Cause I want my heart to beat like yours,
beat like yours.
Yeah, I want my heart to beat like yours, beat like yours. So make me more than more like you. Something only you can do. Make my heart beat like yours, beat like yours. Make my heart beat like yours.
We got one more then, right guys? One of our other favorites that we voted on.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. My soul was lost, but now I'm found. Amazing love, how can this be? That you would come and rescue me. Jesus, you are faithful. Jesus, you are able. Praise.
offer me grace, I am freely given. And grace has broken every chain, and now I can freely live by your grace. Amazing peace, you got my mind. Your truth unchanging is my guide. Amazing hope that never fails. Though darkness falls, you will prevail. And Jesus, you are faithful. Jesus, you are able. Offer me grace, I am freely given. And grace has broken every chain, and now I can freely live. Thank you for your grace. Help me share your grace with the world. Thank you for your love. Help me share your love with the world. Thank you for your hope. Help me share your hope with the world. Grace is what you offer me. Grace I am freely given. Grace has broken every chain, and now I can freely live.
Wow. Great job, boys and girls. You guys did a great job. Thank you, Professor G, for coming up and helping Supermere get some of those dance moves down. You did a great job, Supermere. Thank you so much for coming to see us, spending the morning with us. I know you got a tunnel back to Hero headquarters to keep an eye on things, so you have a good one. We'll see you around, right, buddy?
Yep, yeah.
Take care. All right, boys and girls, before I let you go, though, I have one more thing we need to do, one more thing I'm going to ask you to help me do, because I shared a little bit earlier that we had VBS this past week, but this coming week, we have another event. It's for some of our little bit older kids, our youth group kids, and they're going to be leaving on a mission trip, and I want us to pray for them before they leave. So I'm going to invite any of those that are here that are going on our mission trip to come up here and join us. If you're going on the mission trip, I know you're out there. There you are. Come on up here and join us. So these are some of our students, and I think it's most of our students are here, right? All right, they're here. No, you guys got to be right in the middle. Come here, youth group. You got to be right in the middle. Right in the middle. Guys, we're going to surround them. We're going to say a prayer for them here this morning. So would you guys reach out and everyone just put a hand on one of their shoulders. Reach out and put your hand on their shoulder. Hold their hand. They don't bite that hard. All right, so we're going to say a prayer, because we're going to send them off. They're going to be heroes this week. They're going to go do those things we learned about. They're following Jesus. They're going to show grace. They're going to work together. They're going to do all those things that we learned about this week. So will you join me for a word of prayer as we pray for our youth before they leave? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. For the children of all ages, the heroes who choose to follow you. Lord, as our group prepares to travel, prepares to spread your light and your love, wrap them in your loving embrace. Remind them that you are with them throughout the week ahead, through all the work that they'll be doing. Remind them that even the smallest acts of kindness that they might do, they make a world of difference. They make a difference to the people they're going to serve. Lord, we pray that you keep them safe on their journey, keep them safe on their work sites. Help them to hear your voice, to grow closer to you, and to grow closer to one another during their time away. But most importantly, Lord, let it all be done to glorify your name so that others will come to know your love and hope and grace for themselves. We pray this all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Well, thank you all for coming up. If you would like to, you can head back to Odyssey for those boys and girls who like to go back there. If you want to return to your seats, you can do that as well. Thank you guys for coming up and celebrating with us today, though. Thanks, guys. I warned Dory she might have her hands full back there this morning, so. We do take this time to celebrate joys and concerns. We just celebrated a great joy we had in our church and a great joy for the week ahead. It is a day to be joyful, but we take this time to intentionally set aside to share those joys or concerns that we have with one another and with our God. And I have two that I just want to offer a brief update on. We had been praying for them, but Bob Baholsky, he had been in the hospital for some issues, but he's returned home and is on an antibiotic for the next week or so, but he was feeling much, much better when I spoke with him. He wanted me to say a word of thanks to everyone for the calls, for the support, for the messages that they've received. He looks forward to being back again with us soon. And I also received an update on Paul Schaefer. You may remember he had an ATV accident that resulted in 9 broken ribs. The surgery went well. They were happy with that. But he did have to spend some time in the ICU on a ventilator just so that his body could do the work of starting to heal. But they were able to take him off the ventilator at the end of the week, and they're very encouraged by the progress they're seeing. When I talked to Cindy, she said he came off the ventilator, and Cindy and his Paul's son was there with them, and the first thing he wanted to do was say a prayer of thanks to the doctors, to the healing that's been taking place. So he's in a good place mentally right now, and he just appreciates all the prayers, and we will continue to keep both Paul and Cindy in our prayers as he continues to heal. And those were the ones that were shared with me before service today. Nathan has a microphone if you would like to come on up, Janet. I got the other one here for you. Nathan and Janet, we'll have those if you want to share with us.
Thank you. I just want to keep Josh in our prayers. He's having oral surgery Tuesday.
Prayers for Josh as he goes in for oral surgery. We'll be praying for you and have you back running our video booth sooner than rather than later. So thank you, Beth.
I'm asking for continuing prayers for Steve Presby. He is now out of the hospital in a rehab center, so he's not home yet, but he's improving.
Absolutely. We've been praying for Steve for a couple weeks. He's been in the hospital, but he's been moved to the rehab center, so we'll keep him in prayers that he gets back home. Thank you, Ned.
I just wanted to mention that Craig and Jack Engwall are on the Port Huron Mackinac sailboat race this weekend. So please keep him and all the sailors in your prayers. They're supposed to have storms this afternoon on the water.
Prayers for all those sailing that trip up to Mackinac. Thank you.
And the Tigers won last night.
A good night for
the other Tigers. Night was really late at 1 o'clock morning.
Thank you, Debbie. Are there others that would like to share with us here today? One of the very back there, Kelsey. Thank you.
No, feel free to take.
Just asking for a prayer for a very dear friend. She fell victim to a scam. She's lost everything but her house. It's important for our loved ones and friends that you realize if things don't look right, you need to really have somebody look into things, because it's not just the financial, it's the emotional devastation now, the embarrassment, the loss of her to her family, trying to figure this all out. And there's legalities in this. I mean, there is so much devastation that goes just so much further than the money. She felt suicidal 2 days ago. It's horrible. So just pray for her, please, and keep an eye on your loved ones and your friends. And if things don't look right, you need to be nosy. That's all I can say. I'm sorry. Her name is Susie.
We will keep Susie in our prayers in the days ahead as she struggles in this difficult time. Thank you. Were there any others that would like to share? Well, then I'll invite you to take those that we've heard, the joys as well as the concerns that have been lifted, and also acknowledging that we have those things that we carry with us, that we may not speak, that we may not lift up out loud, but we can lift them up to the Lord. So let us take a moment and lift those joys and concerns we have before our Lord in silent prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the ministry of this church. We remember the light this church has been in this neighborhood, in this community. The vacation Bible schools, the mission projects, the meals, the opportunities for fellowship, all those things that have brought life and liveliness to this community. We thank you for the gift we have been to one another. We remember those Sunday school teachers, mentors, the pastors who have shaped us and formed us in Christian love. We recall the saints who have gone before us, yet whose care and influence are still so present in this place. We thank you for your provision that never runs out. Lord, yet we notice that our community, there is still so much need. So many who are in need. And we trust that you will provide the ways for us to meet those needs as we listen and follow your voice. We thank you for those seeds that have been planted, for those gifts that you are nurturing among us even now. We see your spirit at work among your people, bringing forth gifts of compassion and justice and kindness. Lord, we are learning to celebrate the gifts we have rather than despair at the gifts we wish or think we ought to have. We thank you for the dreams you have given us, the dreams of a new reality where all people can thrive as a community brought together in love. We welcome that invitation to imagine how God-given abundance could transform our neighborhood, how it could transform our world. Your dream is good. And it is beautiful, even when it feels daunting. Gracious God, we give you thanks for all you have done, for all you have done, and for all you will do among us. And now we lift our voices one as we pray together this prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you all to stand with me again as you're able to for our next hymn. It's number 707 in our hymn books. It's the Hymn of Promise, hymn number 707. Thank you. Okay, please be seated. As you are, I take just a moment, as we do every Sunday, to celebrate and recognize the giving of the offerings that have brought here today, the tithes and offerings that are brought. I celebrate the work we are able to do in this church, in this neighborhood, in our community, around the world. I'm thankful for the continued ministry of this church. I remind you that we do have the offering box on the wall. This past week, they noticed it was a little sticking when they were trying to get the door off. So the individual who had made that for us said, "Oh, I'll take care of that, no problem." He came over Monday afternoon after VBS was over and took the door. Tuesday morning, one of the little boys walked in and looked at it and said, "Pastor, somebody took all of your money." I'm thankful to say we do not keep all of our money in that box. We do use it to collect it, though. So that offering box is on the wall if you would like to leave a gift this morning. We also have our online giving available through romeoumc.com. I do thank you for that collection we take, and let us offer a word of prayer in celebration of it. Creator God, from whom all blessings flow, as we dedicate our tithes and offerings, we acknowledge that we have been blessed. We've been blessed to be the fertile soil from which the good news of your kingdom can spring forth. Move us, we pray, beyond seeing our role as passive or powerless, depending totally on the quality of the seed and the expertise of the planter. Remind us that you are counting on us to be fruitful, to demonstrate your love, your grace, and your power to the world. Lord, help us to continue to bear fruit that eases the suffering of the sick, that feeds the hungry, that brings justice to the oppressed, and love and compassion to those who feel disconnected or forgotten. Lord, help us to be your presence in this world. For it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our second scripture reading for this morning is coming to us from Matthew's Gospel. We'll hear chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, and then continue with verses 18 through 23. The parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on a path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell in good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. If you have ears, hear." We continue over in verse 18. The parable of the sower explained. "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word. But the cares of this age and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This, my friends, is the word of God for all of us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, this was just one of those weeks that made me sit back, and all I could say was, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the week that was." For 4 mornings this week, this church was full of little voices. But those little voices, they can make a big noise. and it was a good big noise. There was singing and dancing to those songs. They were a little shy up here this morning, but they got moving. Professor G's nodding her head. She remembers. They got moving on during the week. They heard those Bible stories told and shared. They made crafts and did the science experiments. They ran around the yard and burned some of that energy off. And they enjoyed their refreshments and those snack times as well. I can tell you, this pastor's heart was filled. It was filled to the point of bursting with joy. It was a good week to be in the church. And I didn't make note of what the final numbers were, but I know it was over 40 participants that were here at different times throughout the week, 40 different children that came, not to mention the couple of dozens of volunteers, of teenage volunteers, and then the couple of dozens of adult volunteers that were here. There was a lot of people here to learn and talk and share about God, and it was good. And as you saw, we, like any good VBS, we have to have a mascot along. There has to be a theme, right? So we had the Hero Hotline, and we had Super Mirror, who joined us for the week. And as such, there was a lot of jokes, a lot of comments in those opening and closing times, many of them focusing on Super Mirror's digging his way here, digging into the dirt, digging through the soil. And at one point in my time being a pastor, I used to think, what a coincidence. The scripture I'm going to preach about this week talks about dirt. It talks about soil. But I've come to realize it's not a coincidence. It's the Holy Spirit at work, drawing the things together, drawing our life together as a church, from the children to us here in worship, keeping us as one people, learning and loving together. And of course, the scriptures we just heard, Jesus didn't call it dirt directly. He called it soil, but when it comes down to it, what's he talking about? He's talking about the dirt of the earth, right? Where the seeds are planted. And this parable I just read, the parable of the sower, it's one that I'm guessing most of us can remember. We've heard it at some time or another. We've heard of those seeds that fell on the path, those that fell onto the rocky ground, those that fell among the thorns, and finally those that fell on good soil. We've heard these words from Jesus, the teaching that he's trying to impart. We've learned that seeds need to fall on good soil in order for them to take root and truly sprout, truly be fruitful. But then as I read it again, as I read through these words, I realized something. If we sit down and look at it, if we really listen to this parable, listen to Jesus' words, he's not just talking about dirt in this parable. In this parable, Jesus is calling us dirt. That's what this parable comes down to. That's what he's talking about. This wasn't a lesson for the farmers. We just talked last week. Remember, Jesus was no farmer. We were talking about that yoke on the oxen. That wasn't what was important. That wasn't what mattered. He wasn't trying to tell people how to be farmers here. The dirt Jesus is talking about in this parable is me and you. It's all of us. It's all those who need to receive the seeds, to receive the word of God. Jesus is calling us dirt. And that seems a little rude in some ways, right? Because we don't generally think of dirt as a good thing. We don't equate to being called dirt to being a good thing. If I heard that in my house, there'd be some problems with the kids who spoke those words. And then our VBS theme, the verse that the kids shared with you, it seems like that's kind of the opposite of calling someone dirt. We were told to strive together for the things that bring peace and the things that build each other up. Calling me dirt sure doesn't seem encouraging, Jesus. It doesn't seem to be building me up. But then I came to realize that Jesus, God, they have a different way of doing things. And it's not even the first time that we've been called dirt in the scriptures. If we go back to Genesis, God offered that reminder to Adam. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. You are dust or dirt. And to dust you shall return. So I sat and thought about it. I wondered, what are we to make of it when our Creator, God Almighty, when His Son, Jesus Christ, they're comparing us to the measly dirt of the ground. The stuff I yell at my kids when they drag into the house, tell them they got to wash their feet out back. What are we to make of it? First, I sat with it for a while. I thought, dirt is dirt. I can't do much with that. What am I going to teach about dirt? But then, as always, that spirit moved. It nudged. It pushed me in the direction I needed to go. As I read that scripture, I realized that this is one of the few times when Jesus really took time to explain his parable. He didn't leave it up to interpretation. He didn't say, you figure it out, you'll be fine. He lays it all out there. He offers us an explanation of these words, clarification that we don't always get. And in reading it, that explanation, it kind of came clear to me. I realized that, well, yes, Jesus is calling us dirt in this passage. He's also pointing out, we get to choose what kind of dirt we're going to be. We don't have to accept the soil conditions of our soul. We can change them. We can adapt to them. We can grow them to be something that is a good thing, that is good soil. When I hear Jesus, when I really look at those different soil types that he explained, it makes sense what Jesus is teaching us, because I'll be the first to admit there have been plenty of times in my life when I've been that hard-packed dirt that is a road that's so packed down, so compacted, that if seeds were to fall on it, God's word was to fall on me, I'm in no place to receive it. I can't hear those words. I can't accept another good word, not even a word from God the Father. It just bounces off of that hard-packed surface. It's pecked up, eaten by the birds. It doesn't take root in me. And equally, it brings me no pleasure to admit that there's been times that I've been like that rocky ground. Times when I hear the word, I might even hear it joyfully. I might be so thankful to hear that word, but there's no space for it to take root in the rocky soil that is my heart and my soul at that time. So that joy, that excitement, it fades. It's momentary, and it's gone. And I really don't want to admit, but sometimes I'm like that weedy ground, that thorny ground that there is no room for a plant to grow. That I might hear the word, I might have those seeds received into me, but I'm so full of other garbage, letting everything else of this world take root in me, that I can't let God's word in. Can't focus on what's good. Maybe some of you can relate to having been that kind of soil, that kind of dirt at times in your lives, unable to make room for God's word. But then, every once in a while, I have those times that by the grace of God, I can find the space, I can find the depth, the growing time to let God's word truly take root and begin to show some fruit. Times like this past week, that even amongst the craziness, even amongst the busyness of it all, I could appreciate seeing God's grace pouring forth, pouring into the children of this church, the children from this community who came, when I could see God's love and light being poured out onto others. I can appreciate those times. I can cling to those times when I get to feel the good soil in my soul, the good dirt at work. And I think in the end, that's really what Jesus is trying to tell us, trying to explain to us through this parable. He's trying to tell us it's foolish. It is foolish to continue to live as any of those other soil types, those other types of dirt. It is foolish to keep slipping amongst those different soil states, because there is only one way of being, one way of living that truly brings contentment and peace and joy into our lives. It's the way of Christ, the way that we follow him. And of course, I will say it, I will admit it, it's happened to me plenty of times. There are influences. There are things going on in the world all around us all the time, trying to work into our soil, trying to work into our souls. But that's what we're called to focus on, to not let those things poison our soil, to figure out what it takes to cultivate good soil in our souls that can bear fruit. It's up to us as the church, as those who follow Jesus, who follow his teachings, to engage in those practices each and every day that work the soil, to keep it hardy, to keep it good. It's up to us to continue to get rid of the hard edges in our lives, the sins that we sometimes hold on to and savor too much, that crowd out too much. It is up to us to adopt the attitudes, to focus on the opportunities to hear God's word, in times of worship, of course, but in times of personal study, times of
hearing it through song, reading the Bible, praying with friends, praying by yourself, times that we can let that hard-packed dirt get stirred up and cultivated in something new. It's up to us to pay attention, to prioritize our lives so that those unessential thorns can be taken out of the garden, taken out of the dirt, to make room for what truly matters in our lives. It is up to us to choose, up to us to work. And allowing room in our souls for God's seed to take root, it's about having the ability to look beyond what's immediately before us, what's immediately in front of us, to look to the horizon, to look to God's future, to look to what's coming down the road. Because any farmer, any gardener will tell you that you can't just go out and plant today what you hope to harvest tomorrow. It takes time. It takes care. It takes intentional effort to see those things that are planted take root and finally bear fruit. Perhaps you've heard the saying, "Blessed are those who plant trees under whose shade they will never sit." That's what God is calling us to. We can be a blessing to the world by tending to the soil of our own souls, of course, but also tending to the soil and souls of others. In a recent blog post, a good friend of mine, he wrote, I told him I was stealing this for this morning because I loved it so much. He wrote, "There's a serious point here, an important truth, namely that disciples live in the real world. Those who follow Jesus live in the real world. We have to live in the real world. But they envision and work toward a better one. That is what we're called to. Yes, we live in the real world. We live in a difficult world where there is brokenness and sin and sickness and death and all those things that can poison our souls. Don't doubt it. I'm not trying to sugarcoat that. But we are called to envision something more, something better, and to work towards that. We work, we strive, we put in the effort so that we can one day see that harvest, that field that nets over 100-fold. Because we, as followers of Jesus, as those who profess his name, profess his name as the way and the truth and the life, we see a harvest, a bountiful harvest waiting where others just see seeds in the dirt. We know what is possible when we work together, when we work through Christ. So I have to say, thank you. Thank you for continuing to work the fields with me. Thank you for being a part of this work that we do. The important work we do, it is life-changing, it is world-changing work. Thank you for doing the difficult things. When those screeching voices are just piercing your eardrums, yet you're still here helping, thank you. When your neighbor isn't making it too easy to love them, yet you love them anyways, thank you. When the world is a dark and ugly place, thank you for being the light that continues to shine in that darkness. May we continue to be intentional about sharing God's love, about sharing it with one another and sharing it with the world. Let's strive to make a difference to one patch of dirt at a time, to one new disciple at a time. Thanks be to God, our Creator, and our Gardener. Amen.
Let's all stand for our final song. Will too. Thank you, Pastor.
Praising you heavens and all that's above, praising you angels and heavenly hosts, let the whole earth praise him. Praising the sun, moon, and bright shining stars, praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King over all the earth. Praise Him, ye heavens and all that's above. Praise Him, ye angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise Him. Praise Him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise Him. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King over all the earth, great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King over all the earth.
Amen. Beloved, remember, you are dirt. But may you go forth and receive the gardener's tending, so that we may become good soil, ready to receive and nurture and grow the seed of the gospel wherever we may go. Go knowing you go with God's blessing. You go with God this day and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.